There is more music to come because I'm joined now by Alice Keith from RN's Live Set program. Alice, hi.
Hi, Jonathan.
And you're going to be presenting Inside Sleeve for the next couple of weeks, which is rather exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've been listening to a lot of music and selecting things, pulling it all together.
So. Listening to a lot of music would be a strange experience for you.
Yes, very unusual. To doing that. Yes. Well, actually, listening through to all of the, I mean, most of the music I listen to at, in a work capacity is live. So
okay,
it's
yes,
actually quite novel to select some disc tracks.
Now, speaking of selecting, you've chosen an album of the year for Summer Breakfast. That, I think, is a Herculean task. How do you pick an album of the year?
Yeah, I...
Do you keep a running list?
Not easily, no. I was thinking about a few different options for this, and in the end, you know, because... There are albums that I probably maybe think are more accessible or easy to listen to than this one, or more in line with the kind of music that I listen to most, perhaps. But yep. This album, I think, is the one that I've listened to the most this year, and it's also the
one.
Well,
that's a good test.
Well, yeah, it's got the most plays on my iPhone.
See, we in the modern age, we now have a record of our listening behaviour.
Exactly. That's all I did, Jonathan. I just looked at my iTunes.
You realise this invalidates from your process anything that was maybe released in October, say.
True. That is true. Well, this was released in February.
See?
So I've had a long time to sit with this album, but I think the key is that it's grown on me and it's, you know, rewarded multiple listens, which doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes you listen to an album and you love it and you get sick of it really quickly. And
moving
to be honest,
on.
I don't think I even liked this album very much when I first heard it.
Oh, that's always a good test,
yeah.
I think. I hate it now and eventually I'll come to love it.
And, I guess it's quite jarring musically. I mean, you'll hear when we play the track that I've chosen, it's quite angular, it's strange. And to use a technical term, it's at first, you know, it struck me as a bit clever pants.
Oh, that is technical.
Yes.
Now, we've built the suspense.
Now I've said all the, you know.
Clever pants, I'll remember that.
Well, but the wonderful thing about it as well is it's beautifully melodic and she's got a great sense of humour.
We should say who this is because we've been building this up. It's time for a big reveal.
Drum roll. St. Vincent, a.k.a. Annie Clark. She's a Manhattan-based musician who's pretty interesting musician. She started out working or playing in the Polyphonic Spree and also as a guitarist and singer for Sufjan Stevens.
Okay.
And then she...
These are names that even I have heard of.
Excellent.
Remarkable.
See, thank you. She has impeccable pedigree. And so she kind of stepped out on her own to form St. Vincent, which is essentially a solo project in 2006.
And that's the self-titled...
And six, yeah. This is her fourth album.
Album of the year.
Yes. Yes, my album of the year. Well, I think it's also the Double J album of the year, just as a side note.
Eerie coincidence.
Mm.
There we are, RN and Double J just crossing the boundaries of demography through music.
Wow.
What a gift. What's the track we're going to hear?
It's called Huey Newton. Do you know Huey Newton?
No, I don't know Huey Newton. Is it some sort of dessert?
Co-founder of the Black Panthers, apparently.
Oh.
And... yeah, I think she wrote this song apparently after a long trip back to the US from Europe, I think, and she took some sedatives to ease the jet lag and they didn't work. And I don't know, if you've ever experienced sedatives that don't work, it kind of has the opposite effect. And so she had a wonderful jet lag.
Trip.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes it can produce some creative... inspiration, and that's what happened in this case.
Well, let's have a listen. This is Alice Keith's album of the year for 2014. Alice, you'll hear her this very afternoon presenting Inside Sleeve here on RN, which she'll be doing for the next couple of weeks. St. Vincent is the artist, the album, self-titled St. Vincent, and the track, Huey Newton.
Cowboy.
Huey Newton, the tracks, and Vincent is the artist, and that's Alice Keith's Album of the Year. Alice will be joining you this afternoon on the radio.